Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folk, and two of my favorite restaurant owners with the coolest we-got-the-band-back-together story of their restaurant, Alex Washut and Chris Ware from Jake's, right in downtown Northampton. Alex, why don't you tell us the story of how you teamed up with your buddy and brought that restaurant and continue to run that restaurant, which is so needed right now in downtown Northampton as an anchor business.
Gladly. Yeah, I still get a kick out of the story. And it's been 9 years. It's kind of amazing. But yeah, Chris and I, you know, we've been best friends really since kindergarten, both from Florence. And, you know, our cooking careers were checkered and varied throughout the years. But 9 years ago, you know, I was in New York City. Chris was still in Northampton at the Northampton Brewery. He was the head chef then. We saw that Jake's was making another transition, was up for sale. Really, the matter of a week, you know, we just, 2-minute phone call, we were like, yeah, let's just sell everything we have, quit our jobs, respectfully, of course, and let's do Jake's. Yeah, within a week, I moved out of New York. Chris, you know, was transitioning out of the brewery, and we signed on Jake's.
9 years is a success story for any restaurant already. I saw all the great outdoor dining that you set up throughout the course of what we've been going through right now. And how's Jake's doing in the, hopefully, second act of this pandemic?
Yeah, like everyone's been experiencing in their own life and world. These past 8 months has been interesting and difficult. Our restaurant is no different. We've gone through so many changes of, you know, we never had outdoor seating before, so the development of that, you know, obviously our space is pretty limited in Northampton, but we were able to create a much larger one in our Amherst location. Development of a takeout business pretty much from scratch, as we never really did takeout prior because breakfast food doesn't travel very well. So going through those phases and working within these health conditions that we have to be aware of and that we're taking really, really seriously, like everyone is and should be, you know, every week is a new challenge. It's like opening up a new restaurant almost every week. You know, here we are, the winter is, you know, it's right on our heels, and we're kind of trying to figure out how to survive through what's traditionally our slowest time of the year, you know, and add a worldwide pandemic on top of that. I think, you know, we're in the same boat as every other restaurant, every other small business of, yeah, at least in New England, of trying to have to survive this winter.
Maybe Chris and Alex, you could give us a couple examples so people understand what it means when you pivot as a business from the amazing, delicious food you were serving on, and 95% of it was inside the restaurant, and now that's flipped. So what does that mean for you day to day, and what kind of tasks have to be changed to make that work?
When we opened up, I mean, it was essentially me and Alex in the kitchen, upstairs and down for the first year and a half, 2 years, Alex?
And then
as we grew and our sales grew, the complexity of our food grew, we're a completely scratch restaurant. So all of that takes time and labor. That's easy enough to build towards and then to maintain once you kind of have a history of sales and customer retention. But when all that just goes away and trying to dial back from what's needed to run the machine is somewhat of a challenge, especially from the standpoint of not being a restaurant that takes everything out of a can. We need to spend a lot of time dialing back in order to ensure the freshest and the highest quality product when you're doing 2/10, if not 1/10, of the business you were doing before, while trying to maintain the wonderful staff which you've grown.
Trying to keep everyone employed with doing a fraction of sales with the added increase of cost of business, not only with, you know, obviously food has gone through the roof in many categories, but the disruption in supply chain that I think every sector has experienced one way or another. And then the added costs of, you know, hand sanitizer, masks, you know, PPE, building barriers, you know, spacing things out, and really important things that we have to do as like a community and as a society to keep things at bay and protect everyone and create like a safe, healthy environment, which I feel very, very confident and happy that we can offer that. But it's just more weight that, you know, the business, any business has to shoulder. You know, not to sound all negative about it, but a lot of positive things have come from it too. Just, you know, a firmer, like deeper connection with our amazing staff and our community and our patrons and like all the goodwill that people have definitely shown.
Speaking with Alex Washut and Chris Ware from Jake's, two lifelong friends who 9 years ago bought that iconic downtown Northampton restaurant, are keeping it as an important column held high in the middle of the main intersection in downtown Northampton when times are tough for downtown Northampton, and so glad to see that Jake's is still there and going strong. We've only talked a little bit about your Amherst store, but talk about the expansion into Amherst and how that's been going for you and your business, even amidst a pandemic.
Being as the Amherst location is still very young, it was still kind of finding its own place. Some folks didn't even know we were even there still. That was kind of a more difficult and kind of a business end to think about because it was still so young, wasn't really on its feet yet. But the best thing about that area is that we were able to have the patio, which was very nice for the summer months, and our patrons really utilized that. It was helpful to have two locations in order to balance the level of product we were bringing in and kind of navigate the supply chains with having two restaurants. But having two restaurants down 70% in sales, yeah, it's double the struggle. Mm.
But, you know, fortunately, we've had a lot of good support with our landlord up in Amherst and our community up there, and definitely helped in with the town as well. But, you know, unfortunately, we've had to kind of cut back and reduce hours in our Amherst location. So currently we're only doing weekend service in Amherst, but it's awesome. You know, it's awesome to be on two sides of the river and to be part of these two communities that, you know, we grew up with, right? We're from Northampton, and it's almost feels like Amherst at the time when we were kids was like never land over there. So it's awesome to literally bridge that gap.
You know, we're landing here in December, and I'm wondering if you both have some creative ideas about how you can be getting food or serving food or offering food to families in the valley so we can swing by and bring some Jake's into our house.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this summer we launched our Jake's Market. Basically, you know, we have all of our recipes, whether it be our salad dressings or our sauces, our pancake mix, all of them up for sale, trying to just kind of fill in a little bit gap there if people want to, you know, grab a shallot vinaigrette that they love so much with like their takeout meal or what have you. So that was one thing we worked pretty hard on this summer, and we're really happy that's up and running. And then also we're going to be looking to roll out with a more, I guess, family-friendly to-go food, larger family-style meals that travel well, that people can either order ahead in advance to pick up to hopefully kind of cater to that more like winter, you know, kind of feel.
So here's my rallying cry, which is, I think we now know the tunnel is finite. There is light that we'll get to, but we really have to get through this winter. And I am so hopeful that when I go to downtown Northampton or Amherst, that beacon of light of Jake's is still there. But it won't be there if we don't support you guys and you don't help feed us through the winter. Amen.
Amen. Well, yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
Now blow the shofar, Phil Corman. That was pretty good. Without having a shofar, show good. Alex Washut and Chris Ware, the owner and chef of Jake's in downtown Northampton and in Amherst. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.